2019年精编初中英语教学与评估。九。
Part 1。
第一部分听力。
1. Listening comprehension.
听力理解。
A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. Mr. Lee is making a speech to the students in number 1 middle school. 1. Mr. Lee is making a speech to the students in number 1 middle school.
2. As a fireman, Bob's uncle has saved many people's lives. 2. As a fireman, Bob's uncle has saved many people's lives.
3. There will be a volleyball match between two classes this weekend. 3. There will be a volleyball match between two classes this weekend.
4. The teacher told us that John got the first prize in the 400 meter race. 4. The teacher told us that John got the first prize in the 400 meter race.
5. To our surprise, Grandpa sang a beautiful song at the Christmas party. 5. To our surprise, Grandpa sang a beautiful song at the Christmas party.
6. The Jungs had a good time in the Century Park, and they took many pictures. 6. The Jungs had a good time in the Century Park, and they took many pictures.
6. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
7. What will you buy for Mother's birthday, Alice?
I haven't decided yet. Maybe a scarf, a necklace, or a handbag? What about you?
A watch. That's just what she needs, I guess.
Question.What does the boy want to buy for their mother?
请再听一遍。
What will you buy for Mother's birthday, Alice?
I haven't decided yet. Maybe a scarf, a necklace, or a handbag? What about you?
A watch. That's just what she needs, I guess.
Question. What does the boy want to buy for their mother?
8.It's time to go to school, Dana. Dana, please hurry up.
Okay, but there's still 30 minutes left.
Your mother can't drive you there today. You have to take a bus.
Question. How will Dana go to school?
请再听一遍。
It's time to go to school, Dana. Dana, please hurry up.
Okay.But there's still 30 minutes left.
Your mother can't drive you there today. You have to take a bus.
Question. How will Dana go to school?
9. Excuse me, madam. You are not allowed to park here, I'm afraid.
Okay, I see. By the way, is there anywhere for parking nearby?
Could you see the cinema over there?There is one in the opposite.
Question. Where does the dialogue probably take place?
请再听一遍。
Excuse me, madam. You are not allowed to park here, I'm afraid.
Okay, I see. By the way, is there anywhere for parking nearby?
Could you see the cinema over there? There is one in the opposite.
Question. Where does the dialogue probably take place? 10. Is this your family, Peter?
Yes. This is my mum. This is my sister, and the man on the left is my father.
Do you have any brothers?
Yes. He is the only one who is not in the picture.
Question. How many people are there in Peter's family?
请再听一遍。
Is this your family, Peter?
Yes. This is my mum. This is my sister, and the man on the left is my father.
Do you have any brothers?
Yes. He is the only one who is not in the picture.
Question. How many people are there in Peter's family?
11. Please sit here, ladies. Here is the menu.
Thank you. 2 cups of coffee with milk, please.
Question. What's the possible relationship between the two speakers?
请再听一遍。
Please sit here, ladies. Here is the menu.
Thank you. 2 cups of coffee with milk, please.
Question. What's the possible relationship between the two speakers?
12. What a pity. I missed the lecture about Internet Plus last night.
So did I. I had to prepare for the test. Why did you miss it?
My cousin left for Japan, and I had to send him to the airport.
Question. What did the man do last night?
请再听一遍。
What a pity. I missed the lecture about Internet Plus last night.
So did I. I had to prepare for the test. Why did you miss it?
My cousin left for Japan, and I had to send him to the airport.
Question. What did the man do last night? 13. I don't know how to tell you this, Jane. I feel really sorry that I lost the magazine you lent me yesterday. Let me buy you another one after school.
Don't worry, I've already finished reading it.
Question. Why does the man feel sorry?
请再听一遍。
I don't know how to tell you this, Jane. I feel really sorry that I lost the magazine you lent me yesterday. Let me buy you another one after school.
Don't worry, I've already finished reading it.
Question. Why does the man feel sorry? 14. Did you go to Jenny's party last night?
Yes, I saw her.
Did you tell her our plan?
Well, she was surrounded by a group of people, and I didn't have any chance to talk to her.
Question. What does the woman mean?
请再听一遍。
Did you go to Jenny's party last night?
Yes, I saw her.
Did you tell her our plan?
Well, she was surrounded by a group of people, and I didn't have any chance to talk to her.
Question. What does the woman mean?
C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Dear Tom, thanks for your letter. It is great to hear from you. You asked me to tell you about my favorite day of the week. Well, it's Friday. One reason is that I have my favorite subjects on Friday. I have physics class in the morning and PE class in the afternoon. I think physics is a very interesting subject. We always do experiments in the science lab. What's more, our teacher, Mr. Yong, is very kind and humorous. I never get bored in his class. In PE, I usually play basketball. This is my favorite sport, and I'm good at it. There are many good players in our team, so we usually win. I also have computer class on Friday. I am now learning to create a web page for our basketball team. Another reason why I like Friday is that I can relax a bit on Friday evening, as there's no school on Saturday. After school, I like going to the library. I have decided to read at least one book every 2 weeks. I often go to the movies with my best friend on Friday evenings. But sometimes I go to his house and have dinner with his family. Tell me about your favorite day in your next letter. Hope to hear from you soon. Love, Jerry.
请再听一遍。
Dear Tom, thanks for your letter. It is great to hear from you. You asked me to tell you about my favorite day of the week. Well, it's Friday. One reason is that I have my favorite subjects on Friday. I have physics class in the morning and PE class in the afternoon. I think physics is a very interesting subject. We always do experiments in the science lab. What's more, our teacher, Mr. Yong, is very kind and humorous. I never get bored in his class. In PE, I usually play basketball. This is my favorite sport, and I'm good at it. There are many good players in our team, so we usually win. I also have computer class on Friday. I am now learning to create a web page for our basketball team. Another reason why I like Friday is that I can relax a bit on Friday evening, as there's no school on Saturday. After school, I like going to the library. I have decided to read at least one book every 2 weeks. I often go to the movies with my best friend on Friday evenings. But sometimes I go to his house and have dinner with his family. Tell me about your favorite day in your next letter. Hope to hear from you soon. Love, Jerry.
D. Listen to the dialogue or passage and complete the following sentences.
听对话或短文，完成下列句子。每空格限填一词。
Amy is a graduate student in a university. Although she is young, Amy is an old volunteer. She started doing volunteer work in middle school. When she was a little girl, Amy was in poor health. Once, she saw some volunteers take care of patients in a hospital. She was deeply touched. So she joined her school volunteer group. She began helping others in her free time. She began to teach in different schools as volunteers when she was in university. Since 2013, she has volunteered to teach at some primary schools in mountain areas. She has to travel a long way to these schools, but she has never thought of giving up.She found that the children there needed special care very much. So she set up music, art, and sports courses for them. Amy says that she will keep teaching at these schools in her free time. She hopes she can make a difference to the life of the children there.
请再听一遍。
Amy is a graduate student in a university. Although she is young,Amy is an old volunteer. She started doing volunteer work in middle school. When she was a little girl, Amy was in poor health. Once, she saw some volunteers take care of patients in a hospital. She was deeply touched. So she joined her school volunteer group. She began helping others in her free time. She began to teach in different schools as volunteers when she was in university. Since 2013, she has volunteered to teach at some primary schools in mountain areas. She has to travel a long way to these schools, but she has never thought of giving up. She found that the children there needed special care very much. So she set up music, art, and sports courses for them. Amy says that she will keep teaching at these schools in her free time. She hopes she can make a difference to the life of the children there.